It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, saying mahalo for your much-needed and appreciated support. The best way I know how, sharing fun interviews from our 16 years together, like this meaningful one from way back in 2010 with Ziggy Marley.
What's your first memory of being here in Hawaii?
Well, the first memory is when we came many years ago with Melody Makers. Way back when, and you know, Hawaii was a place that we hear about all the time, but coming there definitely bring the ideas of what it was to a reality. The people, cool vibes, the vibes of the place, cool vibes, you know, everything is, we love it there, you know.
It has an energy that I would think would go really well with you. So you came first to play, or was it just a vacation?
It was to play music first, you know. But then after I came a few times, then I started coming just to relax down there, you know.
When you've come not to perform, where have you gone?
I'm going to travel all over the islands, then, really. I've been to Maui, then the Big Island, and Honolulu, and Kauai. A couple places there, you know, I really enjoy being there. You know, it's very good for me. You know, me as a nature, I'm a nature person, so Hawaii is nature to me. You know, I've been kind of residing in LA, California, and you know, I'm from Jamaica, where I live most of my life, and Jamaica is a nature place, so Hawaii reminds me of Jamaica, Jamaica reminds me of Hawaii and the nature, so we just come to enjoy nature, just get out of the hustle and bustle of the city and just enjoy nature, you know.
When you look at the family time video, I'm assuming that's your backyard. It looks like it's in Los Angeles.
That's my sister's house. In Florida, you know.
Yeah, it has that vibe, a very tropical feel.
Palm tree type of thing, yeah.
Yeah, when you look at it, I thought, looks very Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing about talking to you, Ziggy, I'm not from here. I came from Boston and Philadelphia area. But something very unusual about the islands that connects to you and your legacy is the presence of your father here in Hawaii. Everywhere you go virtually, you're exposed to his music, to his image. How aware are you of how big your father's legacy is here in Hawaii?
I mean, I'm very aware of it, you know, but it's such a natural part of it, you know what I mean? As I say, the Hawaiian environment and the people, and even you who come, not from Hawaii, but come to Hawaii, you still have, you have gotten the spirit of Hawaii.
Ah, thank you.
But it's a part of you now. So it's so natural that my father and his vibe and his energy and his spirit is a part of the Hawaiian thing also, because we are alike. We carry the same energy. We have the same vibe. We love the same. That's why we love Hawaii, because there's certain things that we love. It has a lot to do with nature and spirit and these things.
But you understand what I mean, how the perception, certainly for people when they visit, it's overpowering, the connection between Jamaica and thousands of miles away.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like home, you know what I mean? It's like home, you know what I mean? It's like, this is like back home, just like Jamaica. It's the same thing. You know, it's the same thing, man. It's not, when you know, when I was a child and Bob was in Jamaica, we were growing up, and, you know, it was, Bob was like a brother, you know, to everybody, you know. It's cool vibes. It's not a thing where there's Bob Marley, the star, but there's Bob Marley, our brother, you know.
With Mr. Ziggy Marley himself, and maximum respect, as they say in Jamaica, for you helping us out, I'm Dave Lawrence on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.